He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. Oh, no, it's not Friday the 13th, is it? Yes, it's Friday the 13th. I hope we make it through the day. It's September 13th, 2013. Do you know where your portfolios and your asset classes and your sectors are at the current time? If you don't, find somebody who does and chase after them and catch them and get them in the right asset classes and sectors, etc. We've got the Dow up 45 points this morning. We've had a good week. We're at 15,345. Sometimes the market defies logic. Logic would have said, we've got Fed taper. We've got Syria, which is getting serious. And we've got the debt limit coming. That'll be a food fight if there ever was one. Battle Royale. There's every reason to be out of this market. Well, I did put up a yellow cautionary flag last Friday, but I also am fully invested in the market, which is up, again, the Dow up 45 points today. The S&P 500 is up a scant point right now at 1684. The NASDAQ is minus 5. Apple's not helping. Apple, I don't know. Management, I don't know. Jury out big time. NASDAQ down 5, 3,710. The 10-year yield is down a bit today, 2.90% on the 10-year. Oil's been falling off a bit since Syria went to the back burner for now. But as you know, it could come to the front burner very quickly. Oil is down 8 cents to 107.31. And the euro is at 1.33 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I took a day off yesterday and went fishing. Now my email was still buzzing and my phone lines were still buzzing a little bit. But you know what? I was focused more yesterday on finding those elusive kelp patties that are floating somewhere 20 to 30 miles off San Diego right now. Because if you find one of those elusive kelp patties, underneath it are a lot of fish. Nice fish. Yellowtail. Very sporty fish to catch. Not a bad fish on the barbecue either. But you know what? There's a lesson here. There's always a lesson. If it's not baseball analogies I'm using, if it's not football analogies, it's fishing analogies. Let me just tell you something about fishing in the waters off San Diego. 99% of the area that we covered yesterday, we probably put in about 60, 70 miles yesterday on the water. 99% of it is a desert. There's nothing in it. Now, the market's not that bad, but this year, look at the market this year. Bonds haven't performed. You know, the bond market is a bigger market than the stock market. So you've got more than half of the market which is underwater this year. The emerging markets haven't performed this year. International markets have not performed. They're underwater. Precious metals haven't performed. They're underwater. The only thing that's performed is the U.S. stock market. Well, that's probably 15% of the total investments available to you. Let's look at it another way. I track 3,500 and some odd stocks on a daily basis. Right now, there's only 230 that are in my top 200 that get a Gunderson grade of A minus or better. You do the math. That's like 4 or 5% of the entire market that meets my criteria. And that's the areas I want to fish in. I want to pretty much ignore the rest of the market until it starts to move, until it starts to show some performance, until the stock charts start to improve. So yesterday, as we departed the harbor, I read my last minute. I subscribe to a newsletter. How about that? Gunderson. I subscribe to several newsletters. Fishing. I have a couple. And they monitor the fishing off the Southern California coast. And they have people that provide them with information on the water reports on a daily basis. That's another key to the market. If you think you're going to be a weekend warrior on the market and figure this thing out and know what happened during the week by just glancing at the market on the weekends, well, you know, that's like the guy who thinks he's going to be Tiger Woods by going to the driving range once a week. You have to devote your life to this stuff if you really want to get to know it inside and out, and then you still don't know a lot. But I looked at my reports yesterday of guys that are on the water every day. And the final report I got in the morning, yesterday morning, before we departed the harbor. Now, don't forget, gas is not cheap. 70 miles on the ocean, you're burning some gas. You're burning about 70 gallons of gas at $5 a gallon. That's about $350 worth of gas. I need to bring home some bacon. I need to go where I have the highest probability of putting some fish in the icebox. The last thing I looked, I had completely decided I was headed to a spot off of Rosarita Beach in Mexico, about 25 miles out, a hidden mountain range under the water called the Hidden Bank. And at the last minute, I read the last report after I went to bed last night, and the guy said that the fish had moved north by about 20 miles. That's a significant move. So I completely changed my plans, and I headed north as I left the harbor. And we got there. We got about 9, 10 miles out, and it started looking fishy. What do I mean by that? We probably saw 25 gray whales yesterday breaching the water, spouting, going back to wherever they're going, Alaska, British Columbia, with their pups. Quite a sight, really. And we started seeing a lot of porpoise and dolphins everywhere. One school of porpoise must have had 1,000 porpoise in it, and they were following us, and they were all amongst us. They love to follow a boat. They're funny. They're attracted to a boat, and they're very playful. They leap up out of the water maybe 5-6 feet, do somersaults, blam, splash back down in the water. Multiply this by 1,000, and you've got quite a spectacle of nature, which occurs in the August, late summer and early fall off of San Diego. If you ever get down this way, look me up. I'll point you in the right direction to witness this spectacle. I knew we were headed in the right direction. I watched the sea temperature go from 64 degrees when we left the harbor and kind of off-color brown to 70 degrees as we got further and further offshore. And beautiful, crystal clear blue, almost turquoise, almost like the Caribbean. It was gorgeous water. But even then, even when you're in the right zone, you still have to zero in on the spot where the fish are. Now, it's a big ocean out there. We need some indicators to let us know where those fish are. You know what our indicators are? We have two indicators. Once you get out of sight of land, the only two indicators, maybe third one, the only two indicators are, one, birds. When you see birds up in the sky, they're after the same food source that the fish underneath are after. The birds give the fish away. But the biggest indicator of all is a little chunk of floating kelp discolored in the ocean, hard to spot with the naked eye. If you see one of those floating in the ocean, you're almost guaranteed that there's fish underneath that. We searched all day, 70 miles. We found two such little pieces of kelp in the middle of a big ocean. We were in the right area. We put seven nice yellowtail on board. Had some beautiful filleted yellowtail cooked over mesquite charcoal last night. It was delicious. How did I find them? Because I talked with people that are out there every single day, that know the patterns, that know the movement, that know the sectors, that know the asset classes, that know where these fish are swimming. And because I increased my probabilities, we were able to bring some nice ones home. And as I read the fishing reports last night, we were one of the few that scored and were successful yesterday. Fishing is very much like the stock market. You have to be in the right asset classes. You have to listen to somebody. If it's me, someone else, somebody who is in the market, immersed in the market daily. And then that's where you got to go fishing, where the highest probabilities are. And hopefully you bring home some lunkers. Let's see if we can drum up a few here today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'll be on Bloomberg Radio with Betty Lou at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That would be noon on the East Coast. I don't quite know what my subject matter will be. And I'm tentatively scheduled for next Tuesday on CNBC on the afternoon show, the trading show. So last time they canceled on me, so we'll see if that happens. But that's the schedule right now. All right, I want to talk about a subject here, the subject of social investing, the subject of sustainability. Sustainability has become a big buzzword in today's world. And being a fisherman, I understand the concept of sustainability. We used to have a lot of abalone off the local coast here at Point Loma. I mean, it used to be alive with abalone, which are tasty crustaceans. The problem is they're so tasty, the fishermen eventually wiped out all the abalone. It was not managed well. That resource was not managed well. A complete failure by the Department of Fish and Game of California in managing a resource. So there's been a lot of efforts to try to keep our fisheries sustainable, meaning we're not taking more from the environment that can be replaced naturally. Sustainable. Here's the problem that I have, okay? I go to my local one of the restaurants here. In fact, right across the street here, there's a nice Marriott hotel right on the water. And they've got a nice little place there. It's the tequila bar. But I go there for the food. I'm not an imbiber. They have great food there. And on the menu, I see local, sustainable albacore tacos. And they're like $14. Why? Because the word sustainable. We haven't caught an albacore off San Diego in 5 years. An albacore is one of the types of tuna. We've only caught bluefin and yellowfin off San Diego for the last 5 years. Where are they getting local sustainable albacore, which is the white meat tuna? If you go to the supermarket and buy a can of tuna and it says solid white, that's the stuff you pay more for. That's an albacore. That's called chicken of the sea. That's great stuff. We haven't caught one, haven't seen one. Well, there's been four caught this year. I take that back. There's been four. There's probably been 25,000 bluefin tuna caught this summer off San Diego and down off Mexico, and there's been four albacore. How in the world is the Marriott? Where are they? What do they know that I don't know? They're getting sustainable local albacore, and they're charging me $14 for three tacos of sustainable local albacore. Somebody's not telling the truth here. All right, so now, and of course, if you go to the local restaurant and you buy sustainable vegetables, you're paying twice for those sustainable vegetables as, unsustainable Brussels sprouts, I suppose. Anyways, I've got nothing against sustainable. I wish they would have managed this resource off San Diego a little better called abalone. Well, now, let's take it a step further. Somebody, I've got to figure out who this is. It's the Dow or someone. They've created a sustainability index of companies, stocks, that do sustainable type. They don't harm the environment too much. They replace what they take. Blah, blah, blah. What about social investing with your own 401k or your IRA? Now, I'm all for sustainable and being good to the environment, but I also want to make money in my portfolio. Well, we're going to do a little bit of research on who's in the sustainability index, but the one that was added today was Campbell Soup, CPB. All right. Now, my antenna, my radar goes up when I see a big stock like this and somebody's lauding it and talking about how good it's been to the environment. Now, I'm an investor. I want to look at it from an investment point of view. How has it been to the shareholder? Have they sustained the poor guy's IRA at this Camden, New Jersey company, which is a $13 billion company? I'm sure almost everybody, I would be shocked if everybody in my audience has not had a spoonful of Campbell's soup. My mom used to make bean with bacon all the time, the condensed one. And, you know, and now they've got the chunky and all this and that. But what about as an investment? And that's where the app comes in handy, you see. Well, over the last 5 years, the market's averaged 6% per year. Campbell's Soup has averaged 4% per year. Huh. I'm missing some carrots here. My soup's not so chunky. Either are my returns. I'm trailing the market. I'm only getting 4% a year. That's not going to sustain me in retirement. How about the last 3 years? Well, the S&P 500's been delivering 15% per year. You see it right here. See on the app. Campbell's Soup's only been delivering 8% per year. That's only half as sustainable as the market. Boy, if I retire, I may end up eating Campbell's Soup for dinner every night. It's pretty inexpensive, especially the condensed bean with bacon. You can really water that stuff down in tough times. Put two cans of water with one can of the condensed soup. I think my mom used to do that to us during tough times, you know. Over the last 3 months, this stock's down 14%. The market's flat. Where's the sustainability of the shareholders? Out of all the stocks that I cover, 3,546 now, Campbell's Soup gets a C- performance grade. That's kind of like that local Albacore sustainable that I'm paying $14 for three tacos at the Marriott. I'm starting to wonder and scratch my head here about what this sustainability really means. How about valuation? Am I getting some good value? I get a value grade of F on Campbell's Soup. There's no good buy here. Mostly carrots in my chunky beef soup here. You ever notice that? They call it chunky beef and it's mostly potatoes and carrots. Why? Potatoes and carrots are a lot cheaper than the beef. Where's the beef? That's what I want to know. I think shareholders want to know where the beef is too. You know what? I'm going to find out what else is in the sustainability index. That's all I know. That every time I've looked, every time I've wanted to be good to the environment and put my clients into a sustainable fund, a socially conscious mutual fund, they have social ETFs, I couldn't do it. Because when I looked at the returns were miserable. But then I could say to my client, I can look them in the eye every year at the end of the year and say, yeah, but I know you're underperforming the market, but look, you're not harming the environment. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Campbell's Soup out of 3,545 stocks comes in at number 3,194. There's only 400 stocks worse than that. No thanks. We'll be right back. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're having $14 albacore tacos for lunch. Why? Because they come from a local sustainable resource. You know, are the Fiji Islands local to San Diego? I don't know. I'm going to go after. I should sue the Marriott for false advertising there. We haven't seen an albacore here in San Diego for 5 years. But I'm paying $14 for three tiny little albacore tacos that are come from local sustainable resources. And Campbell's Soup has been added to the Sustainable Index. It's not going to sustain me in retirement at 4% a year and underperforming the market. Is it a best stock now? It comes in at 3,100 out of 3,500. No thanks. I'll stick with the chunky soup that's mostly carrots and potatoes. Very well, you got to dig around to find the meat in there, in that broth somewhere. Kind of like the returns for shareholders over the years. I'm going to find out what else is in that sustainable index. Maybe I'll put my investors, maybe I'll put my clients in those sustainable stocks that haven't done very much sustaining for the clients over the years, for the shareholders over the years. That's what I'm interested in, investing in a publicly traded company. Don't tell me how green your company is. I want green company and green in my pocket. Is that too much to ask? That's what I'm looking for as a shareholder. I want you to be good to the environment and good to me. Don't tell me you're good to the environment, but shareholders, well, they haven't done so well over the years. That looks like a smokescreen to me. Yeah, but we've been good to the environment. Lousy to the shareholders. No, I'm not buying it. All right, let's talk about a stock that has been sustainable over the years. You know, kind of getting lost in all the hoopla over Visa this past week being added to the Dow. I really don't know why they chose Visa over MasterCard. I guess because it's bigger. Is bigger better? I don't know. Visa's a $146 billion company. MasterCard's only $80 billion. But you know what? MasterCard's performed a lot better. Had I had a vote on the election committee of the Dow Jones Industrial Average 30 stocks in America that best represent our economy, I would have voted for MasterCard over Visa. MasterCard's a company that came public in 2006 at $40 per share. And today it's at $668 per share. There's no way I would have voted for Visa, even though I own them both. But MasterCard's been a much better performer over the years, which we'll see in a moment. But it does bring up an issue here. MasterCard came public. You could have bought this thing at $40 in 2006. Today it's $668. We're going to have a very high-profile IPO here. The filing has been done. CNBC is in a lather, all in a tizzy here, because Twitter, at some point in the next few weeks, is going public. It's doing an IPO. Well, when Facebook went public, my advice was to avoid it, to steer clear for a year. Let's see how they do as a publicly traded company. How did Facebook do as a publicly traded company? Well, on the initial public offering day, the average guy got in at about $45 a share. And a year later, it's still $45 a share. But I'm in Facebook now because the stock has started to take off. And the internet stocks are the number one sector in the market. That's that little piece of kelp right now floating in the ocean 30 miles off San Diego with fish under it. The internet sector. I think Twitter knows that the timing is right now with all the hoopla over the internet sector. I don't care if it's LinkedIn. I don't care if it's Yelp. I don't care if it's Yahoo. I don't care if it's Facebook. The internet sector is alive right now, and Twitter is going to take advantage and ride that wave and try to gather underneath that floating piece of kelp, and hopefully they'll be one of the prey by the fishermen that are gobbling up shares in the internet sector. Right now, Twitter probably couldn't have picked a better time to go public. What's my advice? Well, you know what? Let's see it go public. Let's watch it for a while. You definitely don't want to get in on day one. You saw what happened to Facebook. The problem is the value is very seldom there when they go public. The performance, we don't really know the performance over the years. It's all a dark hole. It's a mystery. The valuation is a mystery. Eventually, the market will determine the valuation, and we'll get numbers, and we'll be able to look at those numbers. But you can almost guarantee one thing. They're going to come public at the highest valuation that they possibly can because they're looking to line their own pockets. That's what Facebook did. The shareholders got ripped off. The people that bought it on day one got ripped off. It's all you were doing was providing liquidity for the insiders that were selling to you on day one. They got $45 a share. They took the money and ran. Because later that stock got cleared down to $15 per share. So I'm sure that the Twitter IPO, the insiders are begging you to buy their stock from them on day one. I would avoid it. I wouldn't get all hot and lathered like CNBC is. They're creating a fervor in this thing. They created a fervor in Facebook, and Facebook ended up being a face plant for 1 year. Okay, back to MasterCard for a moment. Oh, man, has MasterCard been good to me. MasterCard continues. Now, why isn't MasterCard on the sustainability index? They got to be pretty good to the environment. How many plastic cards end up in landfills? I don't know. Does it pollute the air to make plastic credit cards? I don't know. Doesn't seem to me like it's a business that really harms the environment. Maybe it's harmful to the consumer by the fine print that they hide in there, you know, when you're late with your payment. Maybe the interest rate that they're charging you is in the fine print. Maybe that eliminates them from being a sustainable stock. I don't know. Good to socially conscious. I don't know. But it's sure been good to shareholders over the years. I do know that. Why do I know that? Because while Campbell Soup's been plugging along at 4% per year over the last 5 years, but not harming the environment, MasterCard has been plugging along at 25% per year. It's your choice. We put 70 miles of nautical miles on our engines yesterday, our Cummins diesel engines. I'm sure glad I was going 12 miles per hour as opposed to 4 miles per hour. We wouldn't have got back till midnight at 4 miles per hour. If I had a boat that did 25 miles an hour, I would have been home for lunch yesterday. MasterCard's been going 25 miles an hour for the last 5 years. The market's only been going at 6 miles per hour. And Campbell Soup, our new member of the Sustainability Index, has only been going at 4% per year over the last 5 years. And I'm still looking for the beef in my chunky beef soup. Over the last 3 years, MasterCard's been going 50 miles per hour. I could have been out to the fishing grounds in 20 minutes yesterday. Instead, it took like 2 hours. It seemed like forever. But I saw a lot of whales on the way. That's probably good for my psyche and everything. Clear my brain a little bit. Fill my head full of breaching whales instead of moving averages. The market's been plunking along at 15% per year. MasterCard's been going 3 times as fast as the market over the last 3 years. What was Campbell Soup, like 5 or 6%? Something like that. Not too good. Over the last 12 months, MasterCard's up 50%. The market's only up 17%. Let me create a sustainable index, would you? I'll create one. How about being sustainable to people's retirements and sustaining them in their retirement? Takes a lot of gas to fill those motorhomes, and poodles don't come cheaply. 49%. MasterCard gets an A- performance grade. Campbell Soup, ice cold. Nothing worse than ice cold soup. How many times have you gone to a restaurant? You know, I like my soup steaming hot. I like so hot that I got to blow on the spoon to cool it off. How come I'm always getting a lukewarm bowl of soup at my local sustainable restaurant? I don't know. I'm feeling real cynical today, but it's true. I get cold soup all the time. Can't you serve a hot bowl of soup? You know, even put it in the microwave before you. I want to see a little bit of steam coming from the soup. All right, let's take a look at the valuation of MasterCard. MasterCard currently is trading at 21 times forward earnings. It's not as cheap as it was because this Visa news has really pumped this thing up. But it's taken off. It does pass. It gets a B- value grade. It gets an A performance grade out of 3,546 stocks. MasterCard comes in at number 72. Hey, I wish they were making my soup instead of Campbell's. Come on. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, we've covered a lot of ground here today. We did an analogy. Oh, I love to do my analogies of fishing and the stock market because they're so similar. They really are. You know, 90%, no, it's the other way around. 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish. That's I see it time and time again. When we come in from a lake at the end of the day, it's always the same guys that got a stringer of fish, of lunkers. And it's always the same guys that are getting skunked. They're using the wrong equipment. They're fishing in the wrong areas. They're making one mistake right after another. Maybe their line's too heavy. Maybe they're using the wrong bait. Maybe they're using the wrong lures. They're just not, you know, where it's happening. You got to be where it's happening. Not only in fishing, but you got to be there in the market. You've got to increase your probabilities as much as you can. There's been many times, however, when I've gone fishing and I've put all the probabilities that I possibly can in my favor and I still struck out. Had we not found those two little strands of kelp in the middle of a giant Pacific Ocean, we would have struck out yesterday. But fortunately, we're going along, and all of a sudden, Craig Munson, who's one of my sales, he's the vice president of sales here at Gunderson, he says, Bill, is that a kelp floating in the ocean? You know, I got all excited. I said, that's one, Craig. I said, it's pretty small, but that's all it takes. We shut down the boat. We backed up a little bit on it. We threw a little bit of bait on it. My son threw a bait, live bait on it. And was immediately hooked up. Bang. And they were there. I could see them on the fish meter underneath the little piece of kelp floating some 20 miles off the Pacific Ocean. And we had three fish in the ice box before we were done there. We probably farmed another three or four more. And then we went another 2 hours looking and searching and nothing. Finally, I saw a school of porpoise going at about 40 miles an hour. Huge. Generally speaking, the tuna are underneath those porpoise. I start heading for that porpoise school. And on my way, I said, what's that? And there was a big chunk of kelp floating in the ocean. I didn't know whether to go for the porpoise or the kelp. I said, well, the kelp has been pretty reliable. We stopped on that little chunk of kelp, and everybody hooked up immediately. We were in the right place at the right time. And there was a little element of luck involved also. You know, I had someone write to me yesterday and says, Bill, you picked a loser in my portfolio. How come we still own it? Well, you know what? I've got to decide what to do with it. It's down about 35% from where I purchased it. That's going to happen. It's just going to happen from time to time. That's why you own a portfolio of 25 to 30 stocks. If you do the math, a 30% drop in a 3% position has a 1% impact on your overall portfolio. In other words, if you've got a $100,000 portfolio and you've got one of your positions go down 30%, it has a 1% impact on your overall portfolio. I think that's the subject matter I'll be talking about with Bloomberg today. You know, I readily admit when I make a mistake. I don't hide it. I don't sweep it under the rug. I think that's the only one this year, which is pretty lucky. Usually it happens more often where you invest in a stock where everything looks right. Everything looks right. And all of a sudden there's bad news. You can't predict bad news. You don't know when the FDA is going to come along and say, you know what? Your drug trial is not going so well. You need to go back to square one. You don't know when all of a sudden the CFO is going to resign, which usually means there might be some accounting issues underneath. You don't know when the big six firm that represents the company all of a sudden resigns as their big six CPA accounting firm. That's usually not a good sign. You just can't plan for that. The only thing you can do for that is to have your risk spread out. The worst thing you can possibly do, and I've said this many times, is to hear Jim Cramer or me or whoever else talk about a stock and go out and buy one stock or two stocks. Okay, you buy two stocks. You've got 50% of your portfolio in each stock. If that one stock goes down 30%, if you only own one stock, that's a 30% hit you just took. If you own two stocks, it's a 15% hit. If you own 25 to 30 stocks, it's a very sustainable, it's a very tolerable 1% hit on your overall portfolio. And you move on, you lick your wounds, and you get another one that has that high probability of being a winner. You move on. So anyways, you know what? I've seen people that don't like to admit they were wrong. I see people still. They've been bearish for 4 years on the market. Well, this market's unsustainable. This market's being propped up by the Fed. This market's being propped up by all the money we're printing. This market, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is this market continues to hit new highs. Since 2009, it's up 150%, pal. You can always make that excuse that it should not be going up. I'm smarter than the market. I'm smarter than you because I'm not in this. I'm not participating in this false move in the market. You know, it's not very false when I see my IRA go from 100 grand to 230 grand over the last 4.5 years. Who has the last laugh? Huh? Here's my portfolio, 230 grand now. How have you done over here, Mr. Unsustainable Propped Up Market, Doomsday Newsletter Writer? How has your portfolio done? You're still at the same place you were 4.5. You've missed this entire thing. And now you're trying to tell me that you're smarter than me because you didn't get sucked into this false move in this propped up market? Does that make any sense? I don't know. But yet I get people all the time that are sucked in to such newsletters and doom days. Well, I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. You take it or leave it. I'm going to present as many facts as I possibly can. I might not be a bull. I may finally go from being a 4.5-year-old bull to a new bear. We'll see. I doubt it. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. If you're interested in having me manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.